Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, pleasuring people with our mouths, minds, and sometimes hands.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotta.
And I'm Joel Dusha.
Today's topic is Mondays. Mondays.
I hate Mondays.
What the f- were you singing a song?
Yep. It is Thank God It's Monday by a punk band called NoFX that I have not remembered.
If you're
that
listening,
existed.
If you, I want you to, listeners, go to YouTube, type that in. That's going to be the soundtrack for this episode. Go to YouTube on repeat. Just play it in the background.
Hang on. I'll find it. Let's just start the episode by me playing a song.
Yeah.
And if they sue us, that's not punk, and therefore we win.
If you can debunk a punk, that's how you kill them.
Yeah.
It's like killing the Lorax in a way.
Yeah.
Is that just like killing a Lorax, Jack?
I don't know. Like, I'm imagining like a little punk Lorax. Like, if you made the Lorax work in a factory, he'd die, right?
Sure. This is an ad for Fargo. That's not a song.
That's pretty good this season. Give it a watch. All it's right. Slow, but it's all right.
All
right. I'm excited to. There you go.
That's
perfect. There you go. Chuck that
punk,
on in the
punk
background.
Noise.
Yeah,
then. I was going to say music, but no.
They're a band that I loved
sound.
When I was like 15, and then I only just remember that song existed literally when you said Monday.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, here's my question.
Yep.
Do you think we need Monday?
No.
Do you reckon how long or short is the perfect length for the week?
5 days.
That's ridiculous.
That's,
one day.
Whoa.
Give
that's
me a
way
one day
better.
Week. Imagine how happy you'd be.
Then we've got 365 weeks in a year.
Yeah, but they're short.
Zoe, that's way better though.
No, but...
Every day's the weekend.
No, because it's not every day's the weekend. Every day's a Monday.
No. Every night's the weekend. It's the end of the week.
Party
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning on the day.
It would just be called day.
Good. You wake up on day. You
wake
do
up on
your
day.
Job. Day finishes.
Well, the day finish time. Earlier? Like, would you cram it in? Like, would it be a quicker, like, everything's on super speed?
You work
speed?
For an hour, because you've only got a day for the whole week.
Yeah, but I feel like you're working more than you're partying during the...
You've only got a day for the whole week.
All right, let's break it down.
Yeah.
So, you work, say, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So, what are we saying, like...
So, then we've got to work 5/7 of day.
That's 5/7 of 24 hours. Let's do that math and see how long we're working on day.
Someone's already probably yelling out the answer to us.
Well, if you're a fucking math genius.
Yeah, you can tweet us the answer at @douche13.
You can send it his way.
Fuck it. Look, I'll get this in a second.
All right. Just need a calculator.
Yeah.
Because I can't figure out fractions. I can't figure out fractions. No. Fractions when I was a child were the easiest math, but now that I'm not a child.
Yeah, oh God.
Because when you're a child, it's all thirds and halves and quarters. Yeah, now it's sevens. It's,
yeah, five sevenths, and I don't know that.
17 hours.
17 hours
so
of work.
For 17 hours.
But then, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, that's 7 hours off to do what you like with
that. That means the maths was wrong.
No.
Or was Jackson's counting wrong then?
No, they were both wrong. Like, because we're not, well, we're working 5 days a week. We're only working for 8 hours. We're
oh,
not.
No.
You're right.
It's 8/24 of 5/7.
Fuck. Look, let's just call it work 10 hours.
Hang on.
You got 10 hours off.
Give me a pen. Give me all a right. Piece of it. Let's do some long division, maybe.
Potentially. Who knew that this episode on Mondays would be so maths heavy?
I'll upload this once I figure out what the fuck I'm doing and once I find a piece of paper that doesn't have rude things written on it.
I like... What? Just drawing.
She's going through, it's just mainly yours and mine drawing every time we have the pad.
Because when you get the pad, you don't want to listen to whatever's going on. You do little pictures.
Just write on the other side of pages.
Yeah, right there. That's a blank page. Like...
I found Jelly Facts. Have you guys done an episode on Jelly that I wasn't involved in?
Yeah,
oh, that's all right.
That's when there was the wrong kind of bear.
Yeah, it was a whole time, douchey. You should have been there.
By this point, episode's probably out. Might have listened to it.
All right, so.
All right, so there's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
Correct. Absolutely spot on.
So I've written 24, so when you're seeing this picture, know that that's what happened.
All right.
And we work...
Eight hours.
No, we work 5 days a week.
Yep.
So there's 8 hours that we work during a day.
No, hang on, I'm trying to figure out, because I think I did the maths wrong. Originally I've only written 24 so far.
Okay.
No, because that's not where we start. We work 5 days
A week.
I've written that and I've crossed out the 24 hours.
Good. We work 7 hours a day.
No, 8 hours a day.
Okay, yeah. Other people, we work like 3 hours a day.
Eight hours a day.
My handwriting's real bad today.
That's fine.
No one will judge you. I guess people will judge you when you upload this.
Yeah, but right now.
Tweet your hate it at douche13.
Send some Adam's way, at Retro Architect.
Yeah.
Now he's got lovely handwriting. All right, so, good. That's a good start. What is our next move? 24 hours in a day. The one you scribbled out, I guess, right again. I guess chuck that down again.
Yep, sounds good. 24 hours
in a day. Okay. So now we're going to figure out using these numbers how many hours of day we work and how many hours of day we get off. Okay.
Oh, so we work what? I'm an idiot. Okay, so 8/24 is a third. Because the whole thing was, the way the workday was, is they were like, work for 8 hours, rest for 8 hours, sleep for 8 hours.
Yeah, all right.
That's...
Yeah, you go thirds. So we're talking thirds.
So we could be a third of day then?
Yeah, what's a third of day?
Eight.
We're all dumb fucks.
No, we're not, because then you've got to...
Then you got to put in the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay.
I can't simplify 5/7, so it's...
It's tough.
8, so 5/7 of 8.
What's 5/7 of 8?
We'll write that down.
It's good to just have it written
down.
5/7... Of eight.
Of eight.
Eight.
I might Google
question mark,
it.
See what happens. Question mark, question mark.
5/7 of eight. It sounds like some pirate shit. 5/7.
5.7. 1, 4, 2, 8, 5, 7, 1, apparently, according to my calculator.
Okay, yep. So does that mean we get... what does that mean?
That means we are working 5.7
hours of day. That's not bad.
5.17,
which was we somehow arrived at previously.
Because it was 5/7 of 24.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay. So, that's pretty good.
Underline that. Maths.
Done.
Hero.
So, if we work 5.714 hours a day.
Let's just call it.
Let's call it a simple six.
Well, no, because.
Well, what are you going to simplify that?
Because there's not. Fuck this.
Sorry, I was taking a photo of my notes.
I'm excited.
What
am I getting?
So it's 5.7
hours.
Hours. But
a day.
How long would a 7.7 work out to in minutes?
5.7. No, that's because that's
throwing
not...
us back down the well.
What's 70% of 60?
That's not hard. We can figure that. We can solve that. 7% of 60.
70.
42 minutes.
So 5 hours, 42 minutes.
Yeah.
So at that 42 minute mark, you're like,
I'll write that down to 5 hours.
I'm going to round it up a damn.
42 min.
All right. Sick. End of the 42 minute. The closing punch out. Yeah. Drinks, punch out. Then you got however long you want to party, however long you want to sleep, back in. Back nose to the grindstone on Monday. I think that's a good way. Yeah. I wish we lived in the world of day.
Yeah, one day is definitely better than my original five, I reckon, and definitely better than the fucking seven garbage That's days ridiculous. We have now.
Imagine how happy you 5 days, 5 days, 5 hours you work.
Ah, yeah, you work 5 hours every day.
That's all right.
There's no full days off.
That's how you forget.
Sick leave, annual leave.
That's pretty good.
Carer's leave.
You just get no weekend, but more time to party.
Yeah.
What's your solution? What's your alternative?
I was going to say a 6 day week, split it evenly down the middle, 3 days on, 3 days off.
Oh, see, that's all right.
No, but that's changing the work. We're going to have to do maths again because you'll be working. That'll result in much longer days.
Why?
Well, it would
right.
be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like.
Because there's actually a full time structure of work that some companies are trying out where it's 4 10-hour days a week rather than 5 8-hour days a week.
Oh, boy. It's like with schools now. They do like. Three big classes.
Three big classes.
No. I'm so glad I don't have to be the dumb one this way.
You got, it's like, instead of like an hour-long class, they get like a 70-minute class or an 80-minute class. There's only four of them.
Yeah.
Some shit. So there are people changing it up.
Okay, I'll translate that. Periods are longer now at school, but there's less of them.
Yes. Spot on.
Good.
What about if we did a year-long week? Does that change anything? Yes. Now you do it in the opposite direction. Instead of hours,
days.
Days.
When do we sleep?
We don't. We just the die. End of the year, which is our weekend.
So it's like we.
Well, yeah, it would just be like half a month.
Yeah, where they just like get September from September to December off.
Yeah, you can. That's when you sleep. That's when you party.
No, because if there's 20.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, if there's 24 hours in the day, but there's 12 months, so then you would just... So we'd work
half
for...
or double it.
Yeah. I keep coming up with math theories and then my brain just turns off halfway through I'm saying them. It's just like, no, 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 no.
Carry the one. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Shut everything down.
All right. Let's try and figure this out. Right. So if... I'll turn over the piece of paper now.
Okay, now this is the week.
Yeah, the week.
Welcome to the week 2017.
The week of the week. Okay, so 300 right. How many long?
So there's 365. Well, there's no leap. Well, let's just fucking ignore leap.
Because there's no such thing as a leap year.
Within our system, the leap year doesn't exist.
365 days.
The leap year is a false...
Oh, I can find. Hang on. This See, is this easy. Is... This is just 70%. Oh, seven, you know, five sevenths.
The math we did before.
Yeah, it'll come in handy.
Transfer, apply. What is X?
So we worked 260 days.
Yep.
And.
That's not too bad. Non stop.
No, I guess we still get sleep.
Yeah, sleep's good.
We still get sleep. Like, I think we just get breaks.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, I see what you mean. So you're like, instead of doing it all at the end of the week, you do it in the middle.
Kind of. It'd be like you work for how many months was it? Like
so, 260 days.
So you work for 260 days, but whenever you need to sleep, you just stop and you sleep for a little bit, and then you're back up
and then
into
you're
work.
Back on. See, I prefer it where they're like, I don't know, their pump is full of amphetamines or something.
Yeah, and then we get like April off.
Yeah, exactly. April is just like the world's asleep. And then we dive back in, and then everyone crashes. We get a month of partying, a month of socializing. I think we'd all be better for it.
Yeah, 1 month of just Netflix.
Yeah, 1 month of just like, well, because imagine, you know, everything builds up.
Yeah.
You're like, I can just take a month of Netflix because all the shows are out now.
I feel like they'd all be released on one day if we're all working.
Because then you can just sit down, take your month, break,
yeah,
your weekend, as it were, and enjoy your Netflix shows. Ah, oh, man, Douche, you're so deep in that math. Right?
Yeah, because so I think I've been doing it wrong.
Oh, no.
Which means
that's
that,
so embarrassing.
No, it's real bad because people will be yelling, screeching at me because 5/7 isn't that hard. But yeah, I think I fucked up. Anyway, doesn't matter about that. It's done. I turned over my phone. I can't see the calculator anymore.
We've ended the math segment of this.
Well,
episode.
I'm pretty sure that there would be 105 days would be the weekend of week.
Yeah.
But that doesn't sound right. That sounds,
no, that sounds right.
That's pretty. It's like
it doesn't
it's
sound
thirds.
Five. No, but it shouldn't be thirds.
No,
the
it's
weekend
two
is,
sevenths
it's,
of a.
Not
it's two sevenths.
Yeah, two sevenths. It should be two sevenths. Oh,
no. Two sevenths. That sounds right though.
Look, if you're a mathematician listening.
Wait, no.
No, it's, yeah, no, yeah.
Fuck.
Because 2/7 is like, again, I don't know where I was going with that.
It's still 2/7. You can't simplify that fraction anymore.
Well, I mean, it's like, no, you can't. You can't.
We're
no, I know, no. I was going to be like, yeah. Anyway, Mondays.
Anyway, Mondays, yeah. So you got a year-long week.
Hang on. I'd just like to point out that maths was my best subject in high school. How far I have fallen.
Oh, nobody remembers math from high school.
Yeah.
I don't if it makes you feel any better, I was in advanced placement math and I can't
do it. It means nothing
to
me. What's advanced placement maths?
It means like I was doing maths years above what I should have been doing.
Oh, okay.
I was in dumb shit math.
Yeah, Jack
well,
was
did,
in dumb shit
I did general maths and was meant to do math methods, but then just
decided. Like where the spectrum of maths.
That I decided not to. Joel Zammit did spech maths like a dickhead. If you're listening, you're doing specialist maths. Maybe you're a dickhead too.
Unless you're
do
gonna...
an easier subject. Just do
do drama.
Do drama. Do photography. Do film. The subjects no one cares about.
Yeah.
Did you get? Did your school have a film class?
Yeah. Media.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say because
it was just film.
It was just film.
We never did any other medias.
No, because our medias were broken down. We also had VCD and like
yeah
every other.
If
thing.
You wanted to do another media, it was
and we had multimedia classes and.
It was good.
Yeah.
Your school sounds weirdly high tech considering I went to a school that was filled with rich mahogany.
As Cannavale likes to refer to it, our school was like Hogwarts.
Yeah, it was just no rules.
There's no rules. We had lots of crazy stuff going on.
I used to just photography class. The teacher would be like, are you going? And I'd be like, yes. Okay. And I'd just go.
I thought for a second you were talking about like Adam referred to our high school, because me and Adam went to high school together. I thought you was referring to ours as Hogwarts, and I was like, well, that's kind of fair. Our school's really, really, really big.
No, our
school, no, our school like just weird... was magical, and it, while it didn't have rich mahogany, we had a subject that was just stars.
Oh, I've got a cool story from stars. That just reminds me. In high school, I found like this corridor that I wasn't meant to be in. But yeah, because I went to a Catholic school, so... When it was built,
Jesus.
No, brothers like priests used to live there as well. But then, obviously, man. When I was there, they didn't.
There's no more bros.
Yeah.
But I found like their quarters, their old quarters, which was in a room that I shouldn't have been anywhere near. And it's like a corridor. It had toilets. It looked like they hadn't been used since like the 70s. They were clean, but like everything looked wrong. Anyway, I went into another. I went into a room and I was like, oh,
did
man.
Did you find Moaning Myrtle?
No. It was scary though, because I mean, I know what it was. But anyway. There was like a shelf. I walked across, into a room, and there was like a bookshelf kind of thing with like big drawers underneath.
Yeah.
And I opened one of the drawers, and it was full of CPR dummies.
Oh.
But babies? Like babies? Oh. CPR. It was scary.
What are the babies doing in the drawer in the old monk house?
I don't know. It was very, very strange.
That's very
I felt
mysterious.
Like I was in Resident Evil.
That's fucking spooky as.
Yeah. My school was the time.
Our high school had nothing so spooky, but I do remember fishing for coins and drains.
Yeah, that sounds like something our high school would do.
That sounds scummy. Like something you would do.
But I did do that, and I used to fish for coins out of like wishing fountains. Like,
you're a dick.
You're like a little asshole. That's people's wishes.
No, but see, it's
you
not.
Stole them. You stole their wishes.
Stole wishes.
I like to think that if their wish had come true, it didn't. The moment I stole the coins.
Yeah.
But they're like, I'm with my true love, and I'm like, sweet, this is buying me some chips. And my true love just disappears.
Oh.
Got him. Somebody driving their Mercedes down the highway disappears. They scrape their body along with
dead.
And it just cuts back to you just eating like crisps.
There's a good cheese, salt, vinegar.
Oh,
cheese
no.
And onion. Delish.
Oh, no, they're a bit stale. Put them in the bin.
Can we talk about cheese and onion chips?
Worst.
Brief moment. Where does that flavor happen in natural food? It doesn't.
No.
Cheeseburgers?
Yeah, but that's got meat and sauce.
Yeah.
Mm. Nobody's just eating cheese and onions together.
Oh, those fancy, like, if you have like a dip spread sometimes, like you'll
it's
have
cheese
like,
and onion.
Well, as in like, imagine like a plate. With
a
like,
platter.
Yeah, like a
platter of cheeses and dips.
And sometimes you'll have onions and stuff like that.
Like those little small pickled onions.
Yes, but that's not the flavor we're getting. Yeah. The flavor we're getting is like somebody's got a block of cheddar cheese and a red onion.
And they've just been like,
eat that gross shit.
I'll just explain that noise. so they were miming rubbing them together.
don't explain it to them.
We weren't
totally good. I'm just trying to like bring the listeners back in so they can feel that they're in this room with me.
Imagine if we just did a whole episode where we just did the noises and they had to guess.
I feel like that's every episode except for the ones where Zoe was miming crying or spiders crawling up her face.
What am I doing, dude?
It's like you're miming... You're miming crying wrong because you're doing the twinkly fingers. You've got like straight hard
like
fingers.
Like flippers.
But like flippers.
Lobster claws.
Lobster claws. It's like a lobster crying.
That's what a lobster would look like. Were he to cry. We all know lobsters don't cry. So, let's talk about the history of Mondays, by which I mean the history of Garfield. So, that's what it's about. I've just got math here. Like, fuck, that really pleased you. And that's real good. So,
yes,
in the 1970s,
I'm there.
Davis, who made Garfield.
Jim Davis? That's his name, isn't it?
Yeah, Jim Davis. I wanted to call him Clark Davis, but no, it's Jim. He came up with a comic strip called Norm Nat. Right, Norm is spelled with a G, so Gnorm, but like a Nat is spelled with a G, so he called it Norm Nat. Anyway, he made Garfield because...
The Nats need somewhere to live.
Nats don't live on cat. What is a Nat?
It's a bug. It's a tiny bug.
Yeah, but do they live on cats?
No.
Am I thinking of fleas?
Yes.
Anyway, the reason he made Garfield is because editors looked at his Norm the Nat comic and were like, the art's good, gags are funny, it's good, but nobody identifies with bugs. And I disagree. What bug do you identify with? I think a mosquito.
Oh, God, I hate you. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, there it is.
We played our favorite Shut Up a Second game there where you say a thing and then you answer your own question because you just wanted to say that one thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's good.
It's exactly how it always
Welcome
goes.
To today's episode where what if I was big? What if I was a car? What if I was bees?
That's the question. It's about me. I opened the show. I called the shots. I opened it to you. You can identify with a bug. I just think that's wrong. I think we can identify with bugs.
But what if I'm like, no, I agree. We can't identify with bugs. Well, I mean, like, my argument would be like...
I'm struggling to find a bug that I'm like, that's Zoe to a T. But a cat, though.
That's not a bug.
No, but I identify with a cat.
Everyone who likes cats thinks they're actually like cats, but they're not like cats. Because cats... are cunts, like and they're not like people.
No, cats are great.
No, because everyone who loves cats has fallen for the like under the cat spell.
No, you've just fallen under the dog propaganda.
Dogs are fine. Like, I like dogs, but I'm not like, oh, I love dogs.
So just to clarify, Tusha scrunched up his neck and kind of started groping two titties near his face.
Grope those traffic light titties. Yeah. Thank you so much.
That was good.
But you don't think there's a bug out there that represents you? That no. If you saw in like an animated feature, you'd be like, yeah, I get it.
Jiminy Cricket's pretty good.
He's more man than bug.
Just crickets in general, I guess, is your...
Nah, they're... Nah.
I want to know what's happening in your head. What are you checking against?
I was like
bugs, like rolling around in a picture of Dusha.
Well, no.
For them to like the bug to ding ding ding.
Nah, see with crickets, I was like active at night. I was like, that's me, and then I was like noisy. I'm like, I'm not that noisy.
Yeah, you're quiet. You're a quiet boy.
Well, I'm not like quiet.
Am I crickets?
You're like that screaming caterpillar.
Yeah.
Where you're like, what's screaming? What's... You lift up a leaf. That's Zoe. Ah! Is that caterpillar real on The Simpsons?
I think it's... So you identify as the screaming caterpillar from The Simpsons.
Yes. Well, you identified as Jiminy Cricket, so...
Yeah, that's true.
No, but then I was told I wasn't allowed to.
Well, I guess I'm not allowed. No, the rules don't apply to me.
And also, your bug is still bug. Mine was too human to be bug. That was the...
What about any of the bugs from A Bug's Life and or Ants and or Bee Movie?
Oh, I can identify with Woody Allen's ant.
He wanted to be not just an ant.
Z.
He wanted to be like, he was just like, you guys are remembering ants.
No, I remember ants thoroughly well because nothing's
at
more.
At least 10 times.
Yeah, that was one of the only DVDs we had for a while.
It was the only VHS my aunt had. And when I went to my aunt's house, I always watched the ants.
That was like my Zia Maria's house. She only had Shrek. I've seen a lot of Shrek.
Nah, ants is better than Shrek. Yeah.
Shrek, he's a gross man. He's ugly, but they love him.
Oh my god, just like Zia Maria.
the thing with Shrek is like if you're ugly, don't worry, everyone else is ugly too.
You have the fuckwad, he's handsome. But small.
Little. Big wrong head.
Hateful.
Nasty.
Nasty. A mean man.
Piss and vinegar.
Boning himself. Yeah. In the bed when he's jerking off. That mirror was a guy, so like that's uncomfortable.
Mm.
But he dealt.
Did he make the mirror watch? Is it a power play?
I think so. Because otherwise, why not just get a picture?
Why did you do it? Make him a watch.
Make him a watch?
Make him a watch?
This is like a classic gag. Italian accenting and explaining a film to Adam. I'm so sad Adam's not here for now because it's something we do occasionally. We were like, Adam, Luca Skywalker, him on a planet and he wishes for a greater destiny and he found out, I guess what? Him a Jedi. He got that destiny. It's amazing. And you ought to tell him, listen, you got to try or something. It's a good.
That's my favorite recurring bit that isn't a recurring bit because it happens outside of recording, but also Italian Star Wars.
I've put it in. It's Star Wars.
I want to be the fat caterpillar from A Bug's Life.
Oh, he was good and German.
Yeah. And German. That sounds right.
He became a
butterfly.
Butterfly, which I hate, but he's still kind of fat caterpillar situation with tiny wings. Yeah,
with wings. So that's
pretty
good.
I like the screaming caterpillar for you better.
I think they're both good caterpillars that I could be.
I think at the end of the day.
Oh, caterpillar is definitely bug for you.
Yeah, we caterpillar is.
Caterpillar to cocoon, and then maybe if the cocoon just stays there forever.
And I'm just goo for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
We're like, is that ever going to become a butterfly? You're like, just more? Okay.
Well, goo life for me.
Just like the opening of Orange is the New Black, the caterpillar, just coming out of like the light inside the cocoon. Yeah, she's just gonna stay in there. I also like the idea of you going into the cocoon and we're like, I can't wait for Zoe to become a butterfly. She's coming out, you're just a caterpillar again. What are you doing there?
Watch the Netflix.
I don't like change.
Stay in a caterpillar forever.
Yeah.
I wonder, maybe I'll be a tick. Because I get on you and you don't know for a while. Oh, and then one day you're like, ew, and you flick me off.
Now you can't flick off a tick, you gotta carefully extract a tick.
I saw a brand new tick invention on the Instagram, which is kind of like a tweezers, but like it's in an L shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you slide it onto the tick on your body and twist. And the tick comes right out.
No, you're not allowed to twist.
Well, not according to the video.
No, because I spoke to my vet about this, which really vets are the tick experts.
Vets know more than Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. And because Stringer had ticks a couple months ago and we found the first one and we were like, there's a tick, and we had to like carefully extract it. You have to be careful not to leave the stinger in.
That's true.
And then
be Stinger Bell. Ah. Your cat would be unwell.
He would be very sick.
I had a tick in my brain when I was a young boy.
Of course you did. Of course you fucking did.
That makes a lot of sense.
I was in Byron Bay where I have family. I came back. I was very young. My mom was playing with my head. She's like, what's this? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, that's a tick in your head. I went to the doctor and he got like a hot needle and jabbed it. And then he cut it off so the head was still in. And he got a scalpel and popped it out.
That's good. And I had a leech on my eye.
Oh, are you guys having horrible experiences?
You got to live, Zoe. Once you leave the house, these things
happen. I'm safe in the cocoon.
On survival camp, I crashed.
Oh, God, nothing's worse than survival camp.
I went for 4 weeks.
It was good. Jesus.
Except I wasn't there for 4 weeks because I broke my collarbone in what I'm about to describe. So we're riding bikes and I got cut off by some dick in my class.
And was it Adam?
No, it wasn't. Adam's older than me.
Oh, fuck, I always forget that. He seems so youthful.
Yeah, Adam was baby a year boy. Above me in school. Yeah. Anyway, I stacked on a bike, broke my collarbone, but because it was in like a, not like a swamp. I don't know how to describe where I was.
Marsh? A watery area.
A watery area. Marsh-ish.
I think in Australia we call them wetlands.
Yeah, we do call them wetlands.
With the QH. W-E-T.
Wetlands.
Wetlands.
Yeah.
It's a native way of saying it.
The IB is in the
Yeah, anyway, so like I broke my collarbone. I was like, fuck. And then the guy, like the teacher that was meant to, well, I was going to be like, that was meant to be looking after me. He was doing his job. It's not my, it's not his fault I fell off a bike.
No.
He came up to me and he was like, are you okay? And I was like, I don't know. I feel real, like I hurt. And I always had whiplash because I hit my head. And then he was like, ooh, hold still for a second. I was like, what? He's like, just hold still for a second. And then he went into his first aid kit, pulled out tweezers. Oh. And then just like, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, don't blink. And I was like, okay. And then he just pulled that off. He's like, you had a leech on your eye. And I was like, that's not good.
Oh.
Is an eye got like blood in it? Or is that leech filling himself up with leech juice? I mean, eye juice.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, we do have blood. Why would there be blood? Oh, yeah, there's blood vessels in our eyes,
idiot.
I assumed that the leech is not.
It was on like the white of my eyes. It wasn't like in my pupil.
Oh, okay.
Imagine it crawled in there. That would be sick.
Oh, how did I not see it? Brain. Because it wasn't on your pupil.
That's true.
Maybe you're a leech.
Nah, I do too much for the community to be a leech.
That's right. You're always at those fucking soup kitchens.
Yeah, soup
charity
kitchens.
Charity bungee jumps.
Yeah.
Fundraisers. Charity auctions.
Auctioning yourself off for the night. Handsome. Yeah. One of those bachelor auctions. Yeah, and just you.
$20 date with Joel Dusha. Email me.
We go for quantity over quality here.
Yeah. I do like to think that's the banner above the event. $20 date. Joel Dusha. Email me.
Dusha at sandspinsradio.com.
You got any facts for us?
I do. I did.
That's a real email address, by the way. So if you want to email me, go
for
nuts.
$20 date.
Yeah.
It goes straight to the charity of sick.
Times.
Rhymes. We're going to make those rhymes healthy again. Yeah, go on.
Dude, you took my notepad, which had my notes in it.
Gotcha. I hope you end up doing the facts for jelly.
It's on the other side. It's on the other side of the notepad.
I just found a sentence that says, accepting you're dead. That's, but your is spelled wrong type of your.
Is it in my handwriting?
Yes, it is, Zoe.
Accepting, well, maybe she meant you're dead. Yeah. Whose dead is this? It's yours.
It's yours dead.
Yours dead.
Accepting yours dead.
No, because it's like your is in your is in like, this is your thing.
Yeah.
It's your is a weird word. I said it too many times though. Your.
Say Wetlands, you'll be fine.
Wetlands.
Your Wetlands.
Your sounds like the name of a donkey. Your. Your my
like
donkey.
A noise a donkey makes.
Your. Your.
Why are you telling the donkey he's yours? You're my donkey.
Can I have my notepad? Yeah.
Does it come with did it come with the Spanish in Jackson's handwriting? This is a crazy time. Where's the paint?
It's on the other side.
Oh, I'll find it. I found facts are hard things. That episode's out already.
Dude, can't do those facts. That episode's out.
People know. There's some figures.
I can see them.
Giants. Jesus.
Are you
going to
do my facts?
I could read them, but you haven't written much context.
They're just dot points so I can remember. But try and guess.
Well, I'll read one that I can explain here. So I found Zoe's notes. There's 5 dot points. They're all very vague. I'll read one that I can probably explain. This is the 3rd one on the list. It just says, anagram, dynamo. Monday is an anagram for dynamo. Dynamo is a good word.
It is. I don't know what the definition of a dynamo is like.
Doggy dynamo? That's a superhero. Oh, no.
Dynamo, the washing liquid?
No. Doggy dynamo. Where do I know that from?
Why is the notepad at me? I don't know what you mean.
It's in The Cursed Child. There's the Harry. You haven't read it, but there's one paragraph in it that's just the dumbest fucking thing I've ever read. It's like, hot diggity, Cedric, you really are a doggy dynamo or something, because they turn him into a dog or something. I can't remember.
That's great that they were using dog puns. Well, not puns, but just jokes.
Dog jokes up in the bloody.
Because if we turned you into a dog, Jack, it would just be like, dog shit, dumb shit.
You turn me into a dog, you'd just be like, eat this dog food. I'd be like, this is not a fun game.
But okay.
I'm pretty sure that there's a Hanna-Barbera dog superhero that's
Dynamutt. You're thinking of Dynamutt. Yeah. Dynamutt and the Blue Falcon.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I had Birdman in my head, but he has a falcon.
He does. He has
Avenger?
Avenger, that's the one.
Fuck. I know my shit. I don't. Let's see if I can figure out any more of these. The first one makes literally no sense to me whatsoever.
Well, no, Dushy can explain it. Jack will try and guess it, and then I'll tell you what it is.
All right.
Oh, okay, deal. All right, so I'll go through the... I want to save the... Because the first one on this list makes the least sense. Right, so I'll save that one to last.
Yeah, that's good.
So yeah, Anagram Dynamo, that was the third one. Okay, the fourth dot point is easy to explain. Next year, 53 Mondays.
Okay, it's so we're going to have 53 Mondays next year.
Which is the most Mondays you can have in a year.
Oh, that's all right. How can you have less?
Because it's 52 weeks in a year.
Dumb fuck me.
Dog shit, dumb shit.
Dog shit, dumb shit. Turn me into a dog. Make me eat dog. Take me to the dog park. Get a big dog to scare me. I'd be so scared.
Oh, wait. But if you were a dog, you'd probably be a medium-sized dog.
Oh, thank you.
I imagine him to be one of those little ones that are real shaggy.
No.
Make me the what's the dog from the paint ads? That boy.
Yeah. The
Shaggy dog.
Dulux dog. Tim Allen's shaggy dog.
Well, if Tim Allen's a shaggy dog, surely you'll be a shaggier dog.
Yeah.
Jackson B. Bailey in The Shaggier Dog.
Help! Fuck! I'm a dog!
Oh, no!
Son! Put me down! I don't want to live like this! And then he's like, Dad, no! And then I run in front of a bus. And then that's the end of Jackson the Shaggy Dog.
And then I'll be Joel Dusha, the shaggiest dog.
It's good.
And then we get Shagadelic Dog. That'll be the last one in the series. Austin Powers 4.
Go on.
All right. So dot point five, also, I think, kind of self-explanatory. Most likely to suicide / heart attack.
Most likely to have a heart attack on a Monday.
Yeah, you're more likely to have a heart attack on a Monday. Most people kill themselves on Mondays.
Okay. On the weekend, but
too good.
Party hard.
Party hard. That will explain the heart attack being on a Monday.
True. You pop them pills on a Sunday. Monday, you get into the
Saturday.
Office.
Yeah. And also, that's probably the same reason my suicide rates are sort of higher, because where alcohol, the hangover's the next day. But true. With some harder drugs, it's a day later sometimes, because it takes longer to get out of your body.
Well,
that's my theory. And also, fuck Mondays, I guess.
You're going into work. You don't want to be in work.
You don't want
to. You might have a heart attack.
Yeah, you. Best way to go home sick is to have a heart attack. Best move in the game.
What's up, Jackson?
You should probably go home sick, mate. You have a heart attack.
Yeah, sure am. All right,
I'll see you. How many days off? Probably two. See you Wednesday. Oh yeah.
What happens if we make in the world of day? Is it just the first hour? That's when the most heart attacks happen.
Yeah.
The first hour of day. The first month, I guess.
Well, I guess because it's 5 point whatever.
the first hour
plus
day.
Couple minutes.
Yeah.
First hour of day, first month of week. Easy.
Good.
All right. So this is dot point two. Okay. It just says least rainy day of the year of the week. Again, I'm.
No, but how is why? What is?
Oh, that there were. There's more. So would you like to guess why it's the least rainy day of the week?
It's an arbitrary title we give to it. Doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make sense.
It's actually because there is less pollution on the weekend.
Oh, see, that's interesting.
That is cool.
So would you really like to read the one that makes no sense?
All right, and finally, this is dot point one.
I'm very excited.
34-minute complaints / 22 minutes.
Okay.
So I'll repeat that just in case you missed it. 34 minutes complains... / 22 minutes.
34 minutes complained. I don't, because I'm like...
Not complain, complains.
Complain.
So everything's a fucking, got an S in it in this one. 34 minutes, complains. Dash 22 minutes.
I could go back to my math to start, but it's not, I don't think it's relevant to that. 34 minutes, complains. What has it got to do with a Monday?
Oh, you know what? I might have a theory on this. Right. People spend 34 minutes of a Monday complaining about shit as opposed to the week average of 22 minutes.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
Here.
That would be easier to guess if it said 34 minutes complaining.
Complains.
Complain.
That's amazing. Well done.
So the week average is 22 minutes a day.
Yeah.
How did they test this? Because if they were like, I would just test and just... What'd you say? Like, how do you reckon they went about it?
I don't know.
I guess they probably just had like a group. But if they're called like a study group.
Yeah.
But then 22 minutes being the average, that means that 34 is the highest. But that also means that there needs to be a day that's significantly lower.
Yeah, I wonder what the lowest day we can
surely it'd be Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, maybe.
No, not Sunday. Everyone's hungover. They're complaining a shit ton on Sunday.
And they're also sad on Sunday because Monday's coming.
And I guess church.
Yeah, it's church.
God, I hate this place, God.
God, you made a bad house.
When I go to my friend's house, God, I have fun. When I go to your house, God, I'm bored.
Put a GameCube in this bitch.
Maybe two.
I tell you,
Douche's house has two. Why doesn't your house have three?
Fuck, I was going to say you're the God.
You're the God.
You're the God.
Are you talking to God or Douche?
I didn't both. Fuck. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. I went to church recently.
How was it?
Yeah, I guess it was my grandpa's funeral, so like it was fine.
Yeah, no, fair.
Good times. But I was trying really hard, A, not to fall asleep because I kept napping in the pew because they're just super comfy, apparently.
They kind of are, though.
I don't know. I just sat down and I was like, I would rather be asleep right now. Yeah. Sorry, Grandpa.
So you slept at a funeral.
That's pretty impressive.
Stayed awake through all of Get Out, though.
Hey! So we can categorically say that Get Out is far more exciting than Zoe's grandpa's funeral.
So, hey, well, it depends on like excitement levels, but also respect levels.
That's true.
Zoe has more respect for Jordan Peele's feature film debut.
That's good.
I'll claim it.
Than our own grandparents' funeral.
That's good. Yeah. You got more respect for the plight of the African American in America today.
Yeah.
Through heavy-handed symbolism of a horror, independent horror film.
Yeah.
Heavy-handed's a bit rude, I guess, because I haven't seen it, and it's also apparently it's real good.
Yeah. It is real good. But I was going to say, the priest at the church sounded, they were doing the hymns, and it just sounded like the Cat Empire.
That's good ass.
That's an obscure reference, I think. I don't know how big the Cat Empire were outside of Australia.
No, it just was, cause you know the iconic Cat Empire, hello, hello. There was no, like, trumpets in the background, but it was just like this old
Jesus,
priest.
Jesus,
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. No, it just kind of was, I was like there being like, they sound like the Cat Empire, they sound like the Cat Empire, don't fall asleep, they sound like the Cat Empire.
Are we going to have another musical interlude?
Hello, hello. So this is what the funeral sounded like.
Hello, hello. Fuck, that's the best.
Absolutely not. It did not sound like that. But yeah, the priest, when they sing in the Cat Empire, that's what it sounded like.
Mystery. Got any films for us, Dusha?
About Mondays. It's kind of hard because I don't think there is a movie that is explicitly about Mondays. But Mondays do feature in films, unsurprisingly.
No, I'm not shocked.
Yeah. I wish more movies just opened with like the day. Like it was like today, a narrator. Per se, but how much better would all movies be for just like today is Monday, and then that happens.
Start of every day in the over the course of the film. If the film takes place over the course of like a while, they're like today is Monday, and then scenes happen, and then now it is Tuesday. And if there's like a big jump, they're like several weeks went by.
It is Monday again.
I feel like if all movies had narrators, I'd be for that. Or if all movies had, you know, like in kids' TV shows, specifically British ones, I find they've got somebody that kind of walks you through what's happening.
Yeah, like Basil Prosh.
I meant like where they're like, oh, what's happening here?
Oh,
it looks like Mr. Teddy's fallen on a rock or whatever.
Yeah, that's what we need in cinema. Someone explaining to it like we're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Blade Runner had that and everyone hated it.
Blade Runner had that?
I'll try
that
again.
Did you get a throat bubble?
I sure did. I'll try that again.
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner had that. Harrison Ford.
Oh, that's true. It did.
Had 14.
You said Blade Runner, and I thought of Blade.
Wesley Snipes.
I wish that Blade had that. What's happening to Blade? Looks like he's found himself in a place where the blood rains down from the roof. What a silly Blade.
Someone today, I was like, not today, yesterday, when I was at work, I was talking about how I'm excited for the new Blade Runner.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, they're making a new Blade movie. That's crazy. So you're the second person in 2 days to do that.
I think what that tells you is that
more people are excited for Blade than Blade Runner.
Exactly.
And that hurts me.
I just don't feel like Blade Runner needed another.
But Blade.
But Blade needs more.
Blade?
Wesley Snipes, you got to get them vampires. They got to open their mouth like a predator.
And Wesley Snipes still in jail?
Yeah, but like he needs a comeback. Yeah.
Is he still in jail or is he out of jail?
Probably. He's a crazy man.
No, he went to jail for tax fraud.
Didn't he think he actually was Blade in Blade 3?
No, in Blade 3 he refused to act pretty much.
Yeah.
He refused to be like
See, I want
and
more
not Wesley Snipes.
I want more of that.
Wesley Snipes was just sort of like, fuck this.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's why people often refer to Ryan Reynolds as the standout star of that film.
Yeah, because he was acting
against nothing. And also, yeah, they had to put heaps of him in the movie because Wesley Snipes was like, nah.
That's good.
Turns out there's a movie called Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Japanese film. Okay. I haven't seen it. Came out in the year 2000. It's rated MA 15+ in Australia. It is a crime comedy fantasy film.
Yeah.
The plot synopsis is, a simple funeral turns a man's world topsy-turvy. That's what it says.
Let's try and figure out why. I like to think.
Well, it's supernatural. I'm going to assume ghosts.
Yeah, it's too mundane.
It's Japanese.
Monday.
So
huh?
Water ghosts or water spirits.
Water ghosts? Is that all Japanese horror movies? Certainly The Grudge and potentially...
The Ring?
The Ring.
You'll notice that I didn't say horror, though.
Oh.
Crime.
You did say supernatural.
No, I didn't.
You crime. Did. You said supernatural.
You did say supernatural.
I said comedy, crime, fantasy.
You said supernatural later on.
No, I said...
Yes,
it's prob. I was like, it's probably ghosts. I didn't say
that. Supernatural. We have a recording.
Tweet in at douche13. No, at retroarchetype, but douche will see. If douche said it was supernatural on it. Anyway, I believe the plot is that when they're viewing, because it's an open casket, when they're viewing the open casket, the bottom of the casket drops out to reveal stairs, and the body, you know what I mean? Like, slides down the stairs. Yeah. They got to follow the body. Where's it going? And it's
I guess the stairs eventually end.
To a maze,
oh.
I suspect, underneath the...
Which just happens to be lubed up and the body has now got momentum.
Yes!
And now we're chasing body. A body. Yeah. I love it. I'd watch that movie.
I think the English translation is chase that lubed corpse.
Weekend at Bernie's 3.
Chase that lubed corpse. Tell me you wouldn't watch that movie. Because it's so slippery. And not only is it slippery, it's rotting. So you grab it and you
get it and it's like, whoop, and then you just get our finger.
Yeah, exactly. But at the end of the film, they have so many pieces of the body, they realize that actually at this point...
You can just bury the pieces.
Yeah, they've got more of the body than they don't.
Yeah.
So they go back up the stairs. I believe that's the plot.
Or I guess like the mafia could be in it if it's crime-based.
That's true.
Yeah, Yakuza are in it apparently.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, so we have a lot of smart little cookie.
Anyway, I found a review because I can't find a proper plot synopsis, so I've just
we'll just assume it's
I just went through reviews to try and find a spoiler review so that like hopefully it had a lot of plot. Mm-hmm. This is the most I can find. I don't want to say anything about what happens, but the funeral becomes one of the funniest ever put on screen, and the dancing puts to shame the much heralded Travolta/Thurmond pairing in Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
They murdered the spelling of their names.
Uh-huh.
That's so racist.
John Travolta.
John Travolta and Uma Thurman. They spelled Travolta, T-A-V-O-L-T-A.
Travolta.
They just forgot an R.
Thurmond, T-H-U-R-M-O-N-D.
Yeah, Travolta and Thurmond.
The iconic duo.
Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantoni.
Plump fiction.
Plump foxes.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
Enjoy your Mondays, bitches.
Yeah.
Mondays are fine. I don't know why everyone hates
Mondays
them.
Are for the boys.
Hey.
Whatever. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.